You're listening to SBS News.
Comments from Russia's foreign minister around anti-Semitism have sparked outcry from political and religious figures around the globe. In an interview with the Italian news channel Zona Bianca on Sunday, Sergei Lavrov was questioned on Russian claims that it invaded Ukraine to denazify the country. In response, the foreign minister suggested that the German dictator Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood, and that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's own Jewish origins did not mean that his country couldn't harbour Nazi elements.
President Zelensky puts forward an argument, what kind of Nazification can we have if I'm a Jew? If I remember it right, I may be wrong, but Hitler also had Jewish origins, so it doesn't mean absolutely anything. For some time, we have heard from the wise Jewish people that the biggest anti-Semites were Jewish.
Israel rushed to strongly condemn what it calls an unforgivable and outrageous statement, summoning the Russian ambassador for clarification and demanding an apology. The remarks come just days after Israel marked Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, one of the most solemn occasions in the Israeli calendar, which commemorates the 6 million Jews murdered by Nazi Germany in World War II. Danny Dayan, Israel's Holocaust Memorial Yad Vashem's chairperson, says the minister's remarks blames Jews for their own murders in the Holocaust.
The words of Foreign Minister Lavrov are a fallacy, are deemed to be condemned in the strongest terms. He's propagating basically the inversion of the Holocaust. The victims are deemed to be the perpetrators. This is abhorrent, this is despicable, this is contrary to historical truth.
It's a steep decline in the ties between the two countries, at a time when Israel has sought to stake out a neutral position between Russia and Ukraine and remain in Russia's good graces for its security needs. In the Middle East, Russia has a military presence in Syria, and Israel, which carries out frequent strikes on enemy targets in the country, relies on Russia for security coordination to prevent their forces from coming into conflict with one another. This has so far forced Israel to tread lightly in its criticism of the war in Ukraine, but Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid says his country cannot engage with the Kremlin if it continues to make such terrible historical errors.
The remarks of Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are an unforgivable scandal. Hitler was not from Jewish descendants, and the Jews didn't kill themselves during the Holocaust. We make every effort to keep good relations with Russia, but there's a limit, and this limit has been crossed this time. The government of Russia needs to apologize to us and to the Jewish people.
Mr. Diane from the Holocaust Memorial has also lashed out at the minister's reference to President Zelensky's possible ties to Nazism.
The reference to the Ukrainians, the Ukrainian government, and to President Zelensky particularly as Nazis is also a fallacy. Actually, it's a distortion of the Holocaust, is a denigration of the victims of the Holocaust, because if Nazis mean something like that, so it's something not so terrible. So we condemn also in the strongest terms those false equivalences made by Foreign Minister Lavrov and other Russian officials.
Mr. Zelensky himself has condemned the remarks, which come just before Russia's May 9th Victory Day, an annual celebration marking the end of World War II.
Russia's foreign minister openly and without hesitation said that the biggest anti-Semites were allegedly among the Jews themselves, and that Hitler allegedly had Jewish blood. How could this be possibly said on the evening of the anniversary of the victory over Nazism? These words mean that Russia's top diplomat puts the blame on the Jewish people for Nazi crimes. I have no words.
Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak wrote on social media that by trying to rewrite history, Moscow was simply looking for arguments to justify the mass murders of Ukrainians. Mr. Zelensky has echoed his adviser's claims, criticizing Russia's ignorance of the horrors of the Second World War.
Such an anti-Semitic attack by their minister means that Russian authorities have forgotten all the lessons of World War II, or maybe they never learned those lessons. So the question is whether the Israeli ambassador stays in Moscow knowing their new position, whether the relations with Russia remain as usual. Because all of this is not accidental. The words of the Russian foreign minister, a great connoisseur of Hitlerism, are not random.
The United States has also added its condemnation to Mr. Lavrov's remarks, with the highest-ranking Jewish elected official describing them as sickening. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told the U.S. Senate that Mr. Lavrov no longer deserves to be labeled a diplomat.
As the Russian army continues slaughtering civilians, Foreign Minister Lavrov did what many others who now reside in the dustbin of history have done before him, resort to anti-Semitism to defend his nation's action.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is demanding an immediate cessation of all Holocaust rhetoric for political purposes. He says no war today is or is like the Holocaust. Brooke Young, SBS News.